Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for joining me as we just wait in the presence of the Lord. I'd like to begin the broadcast in prayer. Father, we thank you for the precious Holy Spirit. And Father, I'm asking you to minister now to every listener. Lord, you see the needs. You see the things that they're facing right now in their lives. You see the decisions that have to be made. Lord, you see the things that they're struggling with. And Lord, I'm asking for the empowering of the Holy Spirit to give them the wisdom and the guidance that they need in terms of every decision. Give them the strength and the ability to be able to say no when required and to say yes to you. Father, thank you for your mercy being extended to them. Father, I pray for those who are fighting sickness or disease in their body. And Father, we thank you by the stripes of Jesus, we were already healed. Father, I pray for supernatural healing, Lord, that your healing virtue will flow to them in the name of Jesus from the top of their head to the soles of their feet. And Father, for those who are in financial crisis, those who are needing material supply, jobs, employment, the meeting of bills, Father, I pray that it is your will to meet all of our needs according to your riches and glory. So, Father, I thank you for hope, most of all, and an encouragement, Lord, that you are with them. They're not on a ledge all by themselves, but you're there with them, and you're going to make a way, and they shall see your mercy and your loving kindness made clear and evident and manifest to them. In the mighty name of Jesus, I praise you and I thank you for it. The Lord just quickens that scripture. The joy of the Lord is our strength. We must seek after that, beloved. It's that joy that will bring us the endurance, the discipline, the strength we need to carry on in the seasons of our lives. Whatever season you may be in right now, God has appointed victory for you. Amen. For the Spirit of the Lord would say, my beloved, I desire to minister to you in the very depths of your being. There in that secret place where I commune with you, I would give you a peace that passes understanding. And the things that would trouble you, the things that have been causing you to fret, I say, give them to me. Cast all your cares upon me, for I care for you, says the Lord. And as you are able to do this, as you release the troubles, the problems into my hands, and allow me to work, you will see the hand of God move in your behalf. And I will cause the crooked to be made straight. And those mountains of opposition that have stood before you, I will bring them down, says the Lord. And you will know the loving kindness and tender mercies of your God. I have not cast you off. I have not forgotten you. I have not turned a deaf ear to you, but I've heard the cries of your heart. And it is my desire for you to walk in greater and greater trust. Trust me, says the Lord. Know that I will not fail you. I will not forsake you. I will not turn my back upon you, but I will go before you to make the way straight before your feet. And you shall not fear the work of the enemy. You shall not fear that which the enemy has threatened you with, the lies, the deceptions that he would seek to ensnare you with. For I impart, yea, a greater measure of discernment, of the knowledge of the Spirit of God, that shall keep you from hazard and danger, and shall lead you in the way of righteousness for my name's sake. Rejoice, beloved, for I am with you, and I will make straight those paths before before your feet, and you shall rejoice as you see the plan of God unfold, and you shall know that I had your well-being well in hand, and you shall know that the Lord has come before you, and you shall marvel as you see the intricate complexities of my dealings and how I am working all things together for your good, says the Lord. Praise God. Amen. I just sense his joy when we trust in him and really leave things in his hands. You know, we say, oh, okay, Lord, I want to do this. But then we take it back and we begin to fret and figure out, well, let's see if we can do this. But he blesses and honors faith. And sometimes he keeps things totally in the dark. We cannot see how things are going to unravel the way they should, if they need to unravel, or how they're going to come together, if they need to come together. But he does. And he generally, as even we see in the word, he gives knowledge and understanding on a need to know basis. Praise God. So thank the Lord. He is our God, and he is with us forever. He will never forsake us till the end of the age. Amen. I'd like to share just a few verses of scripture found in Ephesians, the 5th chapter, verses 14 through 16. Wherefore he saith, awake thou that sleepest, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light. See then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Wherefore, be not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. And as we found out, the will of the Lord is, in Thessalonians, even our sanctification. And so God wants his children to be eager followers of the Word of God. We're not just to be interested in just knowing the Word. He wants us to really hear and to be doers. God has chosen his church. He has chosen Zion. And the wonderful thing about it, Jesus is coming back again. He will set his feet on the Mount Olivet, and he will rule and reign in the millennial kingdom, his millennial kingdom, for 1,000 years, until that point in time when he creates a new heaven and a new earth, wherein dwelleth righteousness and all wickedness, all evil. Because, you know, we know Satan is going to be bound for 1,000 years, and at the end of that time, he will be released, and there will be yet multitudes, even having lived in what man has sought for throughout the ages, a utopia, no wars, no crime, no sickness. There will be peace because the Prince of Peace will be ruling from Jerusalem. But nonetheless, they will, because unregenerate man, unless they've chosen Jesus to be their king, they will fall prey to the deceptions of the enemy. Psalm 132 and 13 says, "For the Lord hath chosen Zion, he hath desired it for his habitation." And this is, of course, Jerusalem, and eventually the new Jerusalem will come down to earth. "This is my resting place forever, says the Lord. Here will I dwell, for I have desired it." Zion, of course, refers not only to redeemed Israel, but it's a type of the church. And when he says he has chosen Zion, he is declaring that he has chosen his people for his resting place, his dwelling place, his habitation. Remember, we frequently use that word Emmanuel as we celebrate the Christmas season. Well, Emmanuel means God with us. Isaiah spoke of that, a virgin shall conceive. Amen. Emmanuel, God with us, God for us, God in us. Praise God. He's not interested about rocks and mortar. He's interested in you and me, beloved. Verses 15 and 16 says, "I will surely and abundantly bless her provision." He's talking about material things, and of course that includes spiritual. "I will satisfy her poor with bread." Verse 16, "Her priests also I will clothe with salvation, and her saints shall shout aloud for joy." Praise God. Jesus is our sin bearer. We know that, but he's also our salvation bearer. Praise God. Hebrews 9:28 states, "Even so, that it is that Christ, having been offered to take upon himself and bear as a burden the sins of many once and for all, will appear a second time, but not carrying any burden of sin, nor to deal with sin at that point in time, but to bring to full salvation to those who are eagerly, constantly, and patiently waiting for and expecting him. Praise God. This speaks to when we see him, we shall be like him. This mortality shall put on immortality. That is the last aspect of our salvation. This mortal body in which we now live will be transformed into a glorified body, just like Jesus. Hallelujah. And that's the completion, if you will, of our salvation. And if we view Jesus only as our sin bearer, as long as we continue to insist that we all have to sin every day, there's some that do that, and are constantly falling short of what God wants for his church, we won't come into that place of authority, power, and full victory. All creation groans and travails, waiting for the manifestation of the sons of God. And that is the final plan of God. He's bringing us into fully manifested sons and daughters. And the only way we can go through the day without gross sin is by allowing God to have his way in us and to be surrendered completely to him. To that, we may, you know, we're not going to succeed, because John says, any man says he's without sin, he's a liar. But our heart's desire, our heart can be perfect toward him. Our actions, our conduct may not be, but our heart can be perfect toward him. And that's what God is seeking, to prove himself strong to those whose hearts are perfect toward him. The eyes of the Lord rove to and fro throughout the whole earth for that very purpose. Praise God. Well, my time is drawing to a close, and I must bring this broadcast to an end, and we will continue on and see what God has for us on tomorrow's broadcast. I thank you for joining me. And if you have prayer needs, as always, I invite those listening to write and share your needs. I personally pray for you. No one else handles the mail or answers the mail but myself. And I know, as I share, not very frequently, but from time to time, testimonies of how those are blessed who receive the letters of correspondence and the monthly letters I send out to be a blessing. I love you. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.